If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Yeah, we're ready to roll. Frank, are you ready? Yeah, he's good. The thumbs up. Okay. We got a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to do a kind of like a robot tech hour. I think we are. We're going to do a little bit more on technology. We talked a little bit about that the other day. But we're going to talk about DNA robots and some other things, and we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees. Hope you are too. Mind the time to grow short. And today's devotional puts us in Psalms 56 and 28, where it says, "In God I will praise His word, and in God I have put my trust, and I will not fear what flesh can do to me. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him. And I am helped, therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise Him." Absolutely. You can put your trust in the Lord because He never fails to show up. Maybe the 11th hour, but He does show up. So you can put your trust in Him. Well, man can fail you, but the Lord won't. And His word is true, and you can count on it. So mind the time, it grows short. He is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Boy, Frank, everywhere you turn, it's COVID, 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 you know. So here we are. European regulators slap a safety warning on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of the deadly blood clots. So the agency has changed its course and decided to issue a safety warning on their COVID-19 vaccination. A lot of concerns on the AstraZeneca Oxford Johnson & Johnson injection because of the blood clot issue resulted in U.S. authorities halting the company's phase 3 trial for more than a month. You know, I think they had trials problems like this on the onset, and they just try to ignore it and hush it up. That's what I think. All right, last but not least in the quack report, here's some interesting information by Dr. Harvey Wright, professor of epidemiology at Yale. He has calculated the upwards of 60% of all the cases, the new cases of the COVID vaccine, COVID virus in people are coming from people who were vaccinated with the COVID vaccines. He says clinicians have been telling me that more than half of the new COVID cases that they're treating are people that have been vaccinated with COVID. So he says, as we've been warning, we've been warned about a third wave, and he says what the third wave is the vaccinated people coming down with COVID and spreading the disease to other people. Well, that's what happens, duh, with the normal flu vaccine in October. It creates the flu season. That's what happens with a viral vaccine. You shed off the virus and you infect other people. They know this. Why are they so surprised? So while Americans, are buying into this plandemic, this narrative, we got some serious problems here. And this doctor is saying that the medical establishment now is looking at things a little differently. Really? Took them long enough. Well, he says, I think the American public has been sold on the vaccine by the research that shows that the vaccines reduce the infection and only give you mild to moderate symptoms. But somewhere between 60% to 90%, depending on age and the type of vaccine, people are getting COVID. And the administration now is looking at this. The vaccine efficiency rate, he says what Dr. Fauci is looking at as the efficiency rate isn't the same measurement of the public health infrastructure. He's not looking at the same dynamic and statistics, he says. So what big medicine is most interested in, according to Dr. Reich, is whether or not these vaccines actually prevent the spread of the infection. Well, we were told it wouldn't, that it would just, you know, keep you from dying should you contract COVID. What a lie. It's all a bunch of lies, Frank. And people need to wake up and see this, but they're going to leverage it, and they're going to divide people on it. You're going to have family members divided on this even. So mind the time. Seek the Lord's face. He can protect you and guide you and give you wisdom and discernment. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about some DNA robots and other technology. The technology of medicine, I guess, is what's happening here. So according to Ohio State University, Frank, scientists are designing DNA-based robots or nano devices for various use within medicine. Okay, you probably heard that. So we're being told that these robots can deliver medicine inside the body, you know, detect deadly infections and other types of benefits. So science is working with smaller and smaller particles that patients can't even see. And it's making, and he's making these particles into electronic robots. So we are to expect that this area of science will be a pretty much a superstar within 10 years as they continue to evolve, creating more and more complex DNA robots and nano devices that can operate in less time than the conventional methods. So let's look at this. They're calling it the magic DNA, Frank. The magic DNA. The research from Ohio State was just published in April 2021 Journal of Nature Materials. So the medical engineers here are discovering ways to make tiny pieces of medical equipment and put it together and deliver and make them into delivery vehicles. So at present, some of these robots are designed to designed and controlled by a software that they are calling Magic DNA. And the software takes strands of DNA, combines it with other complex structures such as nanotechnology parts designed like hinges or rotors that can actually function, and put them together to create a variety of tasks. So a robot doing things. Let me read you this quote by one of the lead scientists, Carlos Castro, Ohio State Mechanical and Astroscience Engineering. He says, now nano devices that may have taken us several days to design before now take us just a few minutes. And he says, previously, we could build devices with up to 6 individual components and connect them. With our new software, it is not hard for us now to make complete robots or other devices with 20 or more components at a much faster rate. The nano devices can perform complex tasks, he says. So the Magic DNA software now allows researchers to design entirely in 3D, adding to the flexibility of their designs. So what are the drawbacks? Well, according to this research, they admitted the drawback is that with the more complexity you have, the more complexity that's factored into your nanotechnology in creating your DNA robots, there's a certain level of uncertainty on how the final product will work. Here is a quote from Professor Castro again. He says, as we make these structures more complex, it is difficult to predict exactly what they are going to look like and how they're going to behave. Well, that's the big question, isn't it? How are they going to behave? And, you know, can they be like, I don't know, hacked? Can somebody hack these tiny little robots? That would be my question. Can something like a frequency interfere with them? All good questions. So as you can imagine, the DNA robots have arms and they have these claws, you know, for grabbing and picking up, you know, nano-sized objects. Yeah, Frank's got a good point. You know, maybe 5G has something to do with these nano robots, the nanobots. Yeah, it's kind of out there, isn't it? I think we've gone past, Captain Kirk and Star Trek at this point, really. I think it's spooky. I think it's just insanity, to be honest. I know science thinks it's the greatest thing. They were creating new things. But I just don't think they have an overall picture, know what they're doing. As Frank, I know, if the days were not shortened, no man would be saved, no flesh saved alive. That's exactly right. We're like on our path of destruction here. And I think people that are filled with the Holy Spirit can tell that. I think people that don't have the Holy Spirit don't even have a clue. They think it's probably just something nice and wonderful. But the research is reporting that DNA robots will be Well, small, and they have made them out of DNA in the shape. They made one, Frank. They made They made a DNA robot in the shape of an airplane, right? Now, they're going to fly this through your arteries? Well, it's 1,000 times smaller than the width of your human hair. That's how tiny this airplane is. Now, if they can only get a pilot to go in it, you know. But the research is reporting that DNA robots will be injected into your bloodstream to do various jobs. How would you know it's in there when the nurse comes in with a syringe? You're not gonna know. Right? So what the robots are designed and programmed to do is what they will perform. And there is a lot of commercial interest now in this field as it continues to develop. So commercial interest, you know, like big businesses, Fortune 500 companies, what may they want to do with this type of this technology, this thing, injecting people with stuff? So I don't know, they go out and buy their cars or you know, invest in their companies. I just wonder what the heck, you know, would commercial interest have in this? I mean, it just blows my mind to think about it. But therefore, you know, robots in healthcare may be smaller than anyone expected and not detected by even the human eye. Remember less than 10 years ago, we were talking about, you know, European hospitals having robots rolling up and down the hallway doing some minuscule jobs that the nurses don't have to do anymore. See, but you can see that robot, you know. What is this, Frank? The term commercial interest? Your health always comes first. Ha ha ha. Yeah, I know, Frank. Well, creating injectable robots is, I think, sneaky, underhanded. There's something going on here. Really. There's a whole other area of availability options that you could use before you go to this level. But we need to be aware that, you know, science can put these nanotech DNA robots on any surface, into any vehicle they want, like a syringe. How about this? How about on the microneedle Band-Aid? That's a likely option. You know, we talked about the microneedle Band-Aid that Bill Gates has patented on. Size of the tip of your index finger, 400 nanoneedles. Yeah. 400 micro nanoneedles on this Band-Aid filled with DNA, maybe DNA robots to carry out multiple functions without anyone even knowing about it. No one would suspect a Band-Aid to have these devices in them, but it's now possible. So think about the next day you see a nurse coming with you with a Band-Aid, right? Ooh. So what you're witnessing is a big lack of control within medicine for the patient, right? So there's this movement where the patient has less and less control over his health, you know, such as, you know, being able to pay for it. You know, there's insurance dictating stuff. How about the types of treatments that you're allowed to have? Or how about the lack of full disclosure where you can make a decision? How about the liable injury or death clauses they make you sign? Yeah, the informed consent, Frank. That's what I was meaning. That's what I said. So if you don't have a clue, oh man, in this day and age, Frank, it's getting more and more scary by the day. It's scarier by the day, Frank. So I pray each and every one of you seek the Lord's face and mind the time, and He will show you what He intended for healthcare. He'll show you how to take care of yourself. He'll show you how to reverse problems. And it all boils down to what you're putting in the body. You want to put DNA nanorobots in your body? Oh, man. I'll have to pray over you. Because that's not what God intended. And that's His creation. But science wants to rewrite creation. So they want to redo it and take credit for it. So what you put in the body matters, and it will create benefits or not. So you have to be very discerning about what you're putting in the body. Research all your medical treatments carefully, all your recommended medications very carefully. People are just so too trusting of today's healthcare medicine. They're just too trusting. Healthcare is not the same as it was, you know, 60 years ago or even 100 years ago. It's not the same. It's changed. It's been influenced. And it's been corrupted, sorry to say. So, always be on your guard. I'm just saying, be on your guard. Be on your guard. Oh, yes, Frank says it's been monetized. I know, money answereth all things. It's the root of all evil, and that's what's happened. It's corrupted it, right? I was talking to Pastor Sanders the other night, and he said that doctors know that there's a problem with the COVID treatments and stuff, but they're carrying out the protocols, and the reason they gave was because of the money. Well, I know everybody's got bills, but, you know, paying bills and having blood on your hands, two different things. You know, going into bankruptcy is far better than having blood on your hands at the judgment. Sorry. All right. Do your homework. If you're looking for alternatives for cleansing out toxins and impurities, you might want to give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a lot of organ cleanses and metabolic strengthening herbs and immune support formulas. So pandemic kits, heart attack packs, snake bite kits, you name it, it's there. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address. Give them a go visit them. And if you want to give them a call, the number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Local and international number 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. Got some calls today, Frank, that people are having trouble getting through on my line. I mean, they get some sort of weird message. It's, you know, not from us. It's not from our call center. So I don't know what the disruption is, but we can just take a hairy guess, can't we? Well, let's talk about technology and your eyeballs. Have you having some vision problems lately? Some people have been complaining about vision problems. So let's look at this technology error for a minute. So there seems to be some question as to the effects of a lot of our new technologies being used, and it's affecting us in everyday life, and it may be affecting our health and our vision. So we have heard that neurologists, you know, feel that your blue screens and technology not good for your brain. And your eyes are part of your brain. They're neurological tissue, so they're not good for your eyes either. So our environment is becoming more of a virtual world every day. So what will the radiation associated with all this technology do to our bodies overall? Nobody wants to say they know or admit they know anything. So let's see what we can find out with some information here. First of all, radiation does affect your vision. It affects everything. So there are many new studies that are suggesting that, you know, radiation coming from your network, your home devices, not very good. They're detrimental to overall health. So in one report, it suggested that metal eyewear glasses can refocus the radiation and increase it, causing a higher level that is affecting human tissue. So the use of smartphones, for example, haven't been tested for safety with eyeglass wearers, and therefore they have not been certified as safe if you're wearing metal rims on your glasses. I'd say go to something else. So public schools have also been installing a lot of devices like 5G networks using Google platforms, and they're required to agree to waive and release their rights in regards to using these products, so they have no way to, no recourse should something go wrong. So the terms are actually stating liabilities involving neglect, lawsuits, claims, expenses, injuries, damages, and death are all waived by your public school system in order for them to install these devices. And Google is using 5G, therefore, if your devices are hooked up to that, well, then you waive that. So the contracts are very explicit that anyone in public schools are exposed to any radiation from these devices on any of these networks can't file a claim for damages, even if they could prove fault or fraud. So your school officials sign that. And be careful, parents, when your kids go to school there. They may be sending you paperwork the first week of school asking you to agree to those terms. Mm-hmm. Here is a quote. Even if the party knew or should have known that such damages were possible, the party will not be held liable under the agreement for more than $1,000. So that's the clause superintendent of schools agreed to. And here is what NTrust organization Environmental Health Trust says. Microwave radiation from a smartphone is a confirmed human carcinogen, and the safe amount of carcinogen for human eyes is zero. So children wearing metal glasses could instantly get radiation and be affected. Let's talk about admission. So some devices from manufacturers now, they may admit some safety concerns to health right off the bat before you even use their device. Example, Samsung Gear VR is stating seizures and blackouts may be possible. Flashing lights affect neurological systems, and virtual reality systems have that. So the seizures are more common in children and young adults under the age of 20. So children younger than 13 should not use this equipment. So manufacturers state you should not use the virtual reality gear if you have certain conditions or symptoms because it will magnify those conditions. And they list them. Being tired, having sleep deprivation, being anxious, sick, having the cold or flu, have any headaches or migraines, or even an earache. Wow. So it can exacerbate all that. Their devices can make all that worse. That's important. Why isn't anybody shouting from the rooftops about that? Seriously, that's damaging. Ugh, I can see by the clock. We gotta take a break, but hey, more on this on the other side. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Frank. Well, you know, what'd you say, Frank? Okay. Well, we're going to be following up here with our technology, this is our tech hour, I suppose, is what we're going to call it. So we're talking about technology affecting your brain, and so the human brain is really not designed to endure persistent exposure to radiation. And today, most professionals rely on their smartphones to remind them of their work schedule, offer travel directions, and even wake them up in the morning in addition to being their communication device. So they're never without it. How many people have you heard saying, this is my right arm, when they refer to their smartphone? So never sleep with your devices because never, you know, have your modems and routers in your bedrooms. Never do that. A lot of radiation all night long. Not good for you. Here is a quote from Dr. Lloyd Morgan, Central Brain Tumor Registry of the United States. He says, there is every indication that cell phones cause brain tumors, salivary gland tumors, and eye cancer. The cell phone industry provides a substantial portion of the research funding, which is hidden from the public. And there needs to be full independent studies to protect the citizens from the damaging health hazards of microwave radiation. Money answereth all things. So does your technology cause cataracts? Well, there's a question. So this is a really good question. The University of Chicago wanted to answer that. And back in 1988, there were many people suffering from radiation-induced cataracts. So what the masses are experiencing is carcinogenic currents passing through their eyes. And this is especially risky for infants and children. And most public schools, they have introduced, of course, Wi-Fi on their campuses. Elementary all the way to high schools, colleges, and schools have become this toxic building zone, if you would, of radiation. So in North Carolina, they have experienced a lot of students being diagnosed with rare eye cancer. So eye damage is now compulsory in the education system, where students are saturated now with RF microwave radiation for 8 hours a day during 10 months of the year. That's when school is in session. So now they're at home learning you know, remotely, so they got the radiation at home now. So radiation continues, of course, though, even if students weren't leaving campus and going home. Radiation's in neighborhoods, wireless devices are everywhere in people's homes. Here is a quote from University of Chicago. They said, microwaves commonly cause anterior and posterior subcapsular opacities in epidemiological studies in human subjects and in animals, causing the formation of cataracts. It is scientifically proven that the formation of the cataract seems to be related directly to the power of the microwave and the duration of exposure. Like cataracts, the microwaves are introduced by ionizing radiation is associated with damage to the lens and the cell membranes. DNA is also damaged in the process. Mm-mm. Death of your lens. That's what a cataract is. So let's look at some of the epidemiological studies. Studies on health when living close to cell towers, for instance, using Wi-Fi and other technology, it produces a lot of radiation. They have known to cause widespread eye health issues, vision abnormalities, inflammation and dry eye, pain and burning of the eyes, eye pressure, floaters, cataracts, deteriorating vision, macular degeneration, and eye cancers. And when's the last time you were at your eye doctor and didn't he kind of mention there's a, you know, more people with cataracts lately? Just ask him the next time. You know, people are just like, they blow it off. Frank, they just blow it off. Like it's no big deal. Because there's cataract surgery. You can get artificial lens put in your eyes. We did a whole show on that. It isn't what you think it is. Yes, you can get artificial lenses. And yes, you can see. But there's a lot of downside to that. You've never heard of eye cancer before? What are you talking about, Frank? Yeah, I mean, Huntersville, North Carolina, where I used to live, they had many cases of rare ocular cancer, and they couldn't figure it out. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. Yeah, I'm serious. Serious as a heart attack. So let's talk about let me just go on here, Frank. So scientists in 2014, they found that with just 1 hour of exposure to this type of radiation we're talking about, causes oxidative stress on the lens of your eye. The type of stress especially is going to produce non-carcinogenic cataracts, though. So this explains why areas of the world with higher intensity of electromagnetic radiation have higher incidences of cataracts. So studies in 2018, not done by phone companies, were showing that your 3G cell phone radiation damaged the retina of your eye. And this destroys visual acuity, like you get blurriness, distortion, macular degeneration, and then blindness. So the retina loses its thickness. Ever hear people complaining that the doctor saying my retina's too thin? So this, the retina loses its thickness, and then the radiation destroys the rods and cones in the retina itself. You know? The people who are burying this and covering up, there's a special place in hell for them, Frank. Special place. Special. So let's look at this. Now, the 5G network is believed to deliver the type of radiation that will increase the temperature in your eye. Doesn't sound like it's going to be fun. This reminds me kind of some Bible passages that describe plagues in the end times. Let's look at a few of them. Here's a Zechariah 14. And this shall be the plague. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouth. And this is by, this is Dr. Rose Adney, International Encyclopedia of Neuroscience, who says 40% of the electromagnetic radiation emitted from cell phones goes directly into your hand and then the head of the user. So, radiation goes directly into your hand that's holding the phone and then your head. This is from Dr. Oum Gandhi, University of Utah. He says, microwave radiation is delivered deeply into your eye from wireless devices positioned directly against your skull. This carcinogen energy vibrates the eye tissue at billions of times per second. Children absorb far more of this radiation than adults do. Well, I'm just the party pooper over here, you know, because things are just so convenient. Wireless technology, phones, Palm Pilots, you know, iPads, you know, TVs. Sheesh. Well, you want to be proactive. So it will benefit you to reduce your radiation exposure as much as you can. Think twice about subscribing to your 5Gs. If you have the option not to, foods and supplements with antioxidants will be very essential to help protect your vision as long as you can. So if you want to get a healthy eye food list, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have it, and they can email it to you or drop it in the mail to you. It's very helpful for the health of your eyes. And you want to also make sure that you're getting a lot of nutrition as well as your mineral content, because that's very supportive of immune system for your defenses too. So Apothecary Herbs, they have this wonderful body foundation food mix that covers vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins. And it's a powder. You just put it in a smoothie or put it into, I like it in lemonade. Just put it in lemonade and you'll be amazed how good you feel with that. And you have plant-based organic ingredients in there that help your body make its own stem cells for regeneration. It's amazing stuff. So definitely give them a call and take good care of yourself. They have also body cleanses that help remove a lot of radioactive particles and toxins. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's the powerherbs.com, the folks there, they can give you a free catalog if you just request it, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, and be empowered. That's what I say. All right, moving along. We're still in our tech hour. What else can we expose, Frank? Ooh, rubbing my hands with glee. Let's look at the transition technology would like the humanoid to make. Okay? Want to transform the human. Well, a lot of knowledge out there floating around in our current age, but it's hard to find what the truth is, isn't it, Frank? So, a lot of things, you know, a lot of people feel all this technology is here to control, and it's all about control. I'm not saying it's not. I actually agree with that. So a lot of the methods scientists and researchers are using seem to be pushing the fringes of morality involving creation. Now, recently on the Technology Watch, there was not a lot of, I think it was 9 new technologies there being launched. They were called wearables, technology people can wear. So the technology wearable industry is huge, very important, and there's this shift that the wearables will morph, be a stepping stone, if you will, and they'll morph into something more implantable. So just like, you know, car manufacturers like to streamline the look of their car engines and conceal the working parts, likewise, this wearable technology wants to streamline and take those external wearables into and make them into internal devices or implants for humans. So where this is leading, well, you can just guess. Let's look at the implantable tech. A lot of this implantable technology is not something that is going to be appealing to everybody, but it is moving at an unprecedented pace. So it's picking up steam here. Now, experts are saying that it isn't if but when people will start volunteering to be turned into machines, basically, with a lot of, you know, nanotech parts, robots, and whatever. So does anyone see a danger, possibly, in creating a Borg race? And that's what it is. If anybody's into sci-fi and in Star Trek, there was the Borgs. Remember the Borgs? They were in this cube spaceship, and they would go assimilate people. And it was a whole society that was interconnected, and there was no individualism. So what Silicon Valley would like to do is remake the human fashion. Okay, so smartphones that can become part of your body is in the plans. That would connect you 24/7 to the internet, and that would be a reality. And there's also storable chips that people could implant in their body. So forget the flash drives. You would be able to just store it in a data chip in your body, and then transfer it later. Embedded sensors in your bones. They say that would act as computer speakers. When the bones speak. I'm sorry. I just have to laugh at that. That is just insanity. Where they implant speakers in your bones. Now, think of the vibration. You know, when speakers go off, woofers, they vibrate. Can you imagine your bones just vibrating? I'm sorry. There's something wrong with these people. Eye implants. Of course, you know, they're saying it'll help the blind see, people have lost their vision, so forth. So eye implants, where your eye, though, works like a picture phone and can transfer the image to your implanted wearable chips over your brain chip, internet device, or whatever. And the images can appear instantly in your eye implant. Yeah. Yep. Interesting stuff, isn't it? How about medical chips that will tie into smartphone apps to monitor all your vital signs, your disease symptoms, and be instantly inputted into the medical database for anybody in your medical team to know? So even if you cough, they'll know about it. How about new sensors embedded into what they call bionic organs? They're actually being tested at Boston University right now. So a sensor embedded in a pancreas that can communicate to your smartphone and track your blood sugar. Well, hey, you know, wouldn't that be kind of like a rejection thing, and you'd have to take autoimmune suppressant drugs? I mean, because if you put these chips in there, how is the body going to not attack that, right? Well, if you take an autoimmune drug, in order to have chips implanted, that's six figures for autoimmune suppression drugs every year. Who can afford that? Oh, I know. I get it. I guess it's a five-year no-interest plan. You get your chip and your drug all in one kind of thing. Now in the UK, London scientists are using capsule-filled technology to monitor your fat levels for obese patients. That's right. The capsules are able to make patients feel full. A lot of robots doing that, I guess. And they hope that this will replace any surgery procedures to curb obesity. Nano robots. So the whole field of medicine is being implemented with new bionic gadgets, implants, anything from heart murmurs to you feeling anxious, to reducing all the bulky gear that smartphones have today, and just implant that in your head. And there you go. So I guess you don't have to worry about breaking your screen anymore on your phone. Water destroying your phone. People stealing your phone. I can see that all in the promotional literature. What do you think, Frank? Any other benefits you can think of? I just reminds me of that movie Interface with Dennis Quaid and Martin Short, where they injected him. They shrunk him, injected him into Martin Short's bloodstream, and they went on this stupid journey. So in a lot of nanotechnologies in the works, a lot of patents being tossed about, breaching the barriers. Technology is breaching the barriers. Bill Gates has patents on implantable 16-year-old birth control chips. So, you know, drop the population. Just, you know, slam it down. And the question is, who will be in control of these external devices that may override these chips? That's a big question. And the British called their research project Proteus. It involves body-navigating vessels filled with processors that send information back to their doctors. Interesting that the program chip which navigates the blood system is a Greek sea god of rivers. Isn't that interesting? Streams and oceans. That's what they call Proteus. He's a Greek sea god. There's definitely something wrong with these people, Frank. So this new medical technology is being promoted as a simple, innovative treatment with less fuss than getting a tattoo. But what are you giving up? What are the risks? I don't know. People aren't going to have all that informed consent. So you have digital tattoo keys also. This new digital chip technology is the key to unlock things like your car, your phone, your cells, your house. These are implants. They're made of computer fiber mesh in the diameter of about a human hair. And these devices also monitor your body. Houston Control monitored the astronauts. It's sort of like that. So you most likely won't need to see your doctor for tattoo keys such as these. There's a company called Dangerous Things, and it offers NFC chips. And you can get them embedded in your finger for about $100. So the application is similar to a tattoo. The recipients can point their finger to enter codes and unlock devices, and the company offers a warning that the treatment is not tested, is not regulated, and the use of it is at your own risk. They also recommend that you have a trained body piercing professional implant this device. Oh, I'm sure. The company also was founded by a biohacker. Well. Okay. And of course, you know, they want to hook the brain up to the internet. We've talked about that. They do want to make these interface chips where they can put in your, and then you don't need a laptop. You can just think and be right there on Google. Convenient, isn't it? And they're saying you're going to have to go this way. You're going to have to agree to be turned into this cyborg if you want to be able to compete in the workforce. Because people that have brain chips that automatically connect them to the internet are going to be able to, you know, outsource you in a skinny minute. They're going to be able to find stuff faster, information faster, do things faster, because it's all in their head. So maintenance is required, though, usually on technology, and that may be not convenient. So how often are you going to have your chip replaced or whatever? Or, I don't know, things got to be rebooted and downloaded and all kinds of stuff. What happens? And that's the other thing I often wondered about. You know, what if, you know, let's say you get a chip in your head. There's that hacking question. You know, can they hack any of these devices that are implanted in you? And then what happens to you? So the movement in nanotechnology is geared to hack your human organic body, but the U.S. government is spending millions of tax dollars on bionic programs to make, you know, soldiers superhuman. So projects like these are making helmets outfitted with telepathic communications and brain-to-computer interfaces, and it won't be long before someone becomes, you know, a superhuman computer interface themselves. So there are also, you know, unofficial experiments that are being conducted, especially by biohackers, and they're also called grinders. and they use tech implants to self-style themselves. And they are sometimes called DIY cyborgs, do-it-yourself cyborgs. So kind of geeky, but they're geeky hackers, and they do this, and you know, and people don't even know they're doing it. So when as man becomes more robotic, I worry about some of these other questions. If you're more of a cyborg and your body becomes more artificial that way, you know, what are the legal ramifications and the financial ramifications of upkeep there? You're saying it's an idiot with a chip is still an idiot with a chip. Yeah, Frank, I know. So you've got neural interfaces in your brain that are somehow melding, mind melding with technology, right? They're saying, oh, the brain implants will expand your memory and access all wireless technology. Your exoskeleton system will boost your physical strength and your speed and endurance. Your spinal implants will give you high-speed internet connections and enhance your sexual function. And then your access control key chips and passwords will all be very easily accessible. Here's my question. Okay, so what does 5G do to you when you got these chips in your head? What happens when you go through a security checkpoint, when they scan you? You know, what happens to you? What if there's a thunderstorm and there's a lightning bolt that strikes close by? What happens to all these chips? I think they go down, Frank. Or they may even, what, explode in your head? You know? Because they're conductors, are they not? Anyway, my theory, my thinking, and I don't, you know, want to see people's heads explode off their shoulders like a watermelon being hit by a bullet. That's crazy. What? Even a magnet? Yeah. Yeah. Can you see somebody at the office with a super magnet, and then all of a sudden you're drawn to their cubicle when you don't know why? I'm sorry. It's just no words, I guess. And I'm out of time. But hey, visit the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have some organic medicine that has no radiation involved. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. You'll be amazed. Get their free catalog. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.